One of the most dramatic moments of the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, Australia, came in the final seconds of heavyweight Greco-Roman wrestling, when perennial champion Alexander Karelin of Russia faced Wyoming farm boy Rulon Gardner.
Gardner has won the gold medal. Rulon Gardner has produced the upset of the Olympic Games in the wrestling competition. And Alexander Karelin can hardly believe it.
Gardner will defend his Olympic title at the Summer Games in Athens later this month, but that defense has been handicapped by two accidents, one of which nearly cost him his life and limbs, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
One of the accidents was on a motorcycle, so this appearance in Utah last month suggests Rulon Gardner may be a bit reckless with his comeback. That's a Harley in a gaggle of Harleys and black leather, parked outside a Harley-Davidson shop in Orem, Utah. Gardner's limited edition silver Olympic Harley is here, all fixed up and polished now, and rolling for portions of a 1,200-mile ride for Rulon from Denver to Los Angeles. Gardner's trying to raise more than $90,000 so 18 members of his family can cheer his wrestling in Athens. But the bikers buying posters and T-shirts want to hear about the accident.
No, I had a lady pull right out in front of me, T-boned me, so I ran right in. You know, I had no choice. I was going to lay it down, but I decided to take her head on. And yeah. I took her head on, you know, a little impact, so.
Thanks, can I just try and get a picture?
Posing for photographs, Gardner is big and beefy with a broad grin on a round face and hair trimmed just about to bald. After the cameras flash, he returns to the accident.
When I took her on, I decided to jump and started me in a front dive roll. And I remember coming up and seeing the ground and saying, duck, you know, you got to get your head down. I've got some road rash on my arm, my left knee, and made it out of there alive. So,
sounds like you reacted as if you were on the mat.
Exactly. You know, in practice every day, we're getting thrown, we're getting pushed. I think I used the same reactions to the bike accident with really no, you know, substantial injuries.
Wrestling didn't help with Gardner's other accident, which was far more serious. He got stuck and stranded snowmobiling, spent 18 hours in cold down to 25 below, became frostbitten and hypothermic, and was convinced he would die.
Because I had a vision about 3 in the morning where I got to see God and Jesus and my brother Ronald, who passed away, and they let me come back. They let me come back and make it through the night and come back and have an opportunity to wrestle and make the Olympic team. So I realized that I have a second chance now, and why miss out and why mess up on a second chance?
Sir, can I get your autograph on this?
Definitely can.
The autograph seeker has a good follow-up question based on the fact that the snowmobile incident cost Gardner his right middle toe. His balance is off now. Do his opponents know that?
A lot of them have tried to go out and exploit it and try to find a weakness in my attack and my defense. So for me as an athlete, I've had to go out and compensate a little bit, you know, training harder to try to, you know, get that extra balance back. So I don't think it's going to hinder me. It's something there that I have to compensate for. And so I think I've compensated for it by working harder. So when my footwork does come back 100%, it's going to be even better every day. It's a pleasure to meet you. And
it's good meeting you, too.
The lost toe didn't keep Gardner from winning a gold medal at a major meet in Poland last month. And he's still favored to win Olympic gold in Athens. Competing in Athens, he says, has its own motivation.
You know, the birthplace of Greco-Roman wrestling, the birthplace of the Olympics, and for us as athletes to go back to Athens and then, you know, to be, you know, the returning Olympic gold medalist, there's so many unbelievable components of this. And to see the Parthenon, the Acropolis, and all those places that, you know, they've been wrestling for thousands of years, wow.
Out in the parking lot with Gardner looking on, two Harley girls, as they call themselves, dance to the biker's anthem. Gardner says he'll wrestle his last match in Athens, returning to his small Wyoming hometown to open a burger joint. He might coach, he says, in a fledgling pro league for Olympic-style wrestling. He'll do some motivational speaking, but he's already rejected offers from the bombastic and theatrical wrestling leagues on TV. Still, he uses some of their language. In reference to Athens, he says he'll be there for war. Howard Berkus, NPR News.